Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we worship Him in song and in prayer and in the written word. Join in, sing along with us now. Let's enter into His presence. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Reading the Word of God today from St. Luke chapter 1, verse 51. He has showed strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. Wonderful words of life as we begin this service today. We enter into His gates with thanksgiving and praise and singing. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you invite someone to worship with you, and then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a few minutes. All right, let's take a sing His praise hymnal, and let's turn to page 243. Sing along with us on a great favor to the church when we all get to heaven. Let's sing and clap our hands and worship the Lord.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory while we walk the pilgrim pathway. Clouds will overspread the sky, but when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh, when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us. Soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Hallelujah. Well, it'll be a grand and a glorious time. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Well, I hope that you're making plans to go on the next load that leaves here. Some people disagree about when the Lord is coming, but I want you to know, if you disagree with me about His coming or I disagree with you, let's both just disagree agreeably and let's be ready to go. Whoever is right, maybe neither one of us are right as far as figuring out maybe when it might be or how it might be. But we do know that when He comes, we can go. So let's just go together. Praise the Lord. The precious promise today comes to us from Psalms 139:23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Wonderful words of life again from the Word of God. Let's pray. Let's take our request to the Lord. Father, we thank You for Your goodness and mercy to us today. And we're thankful, Lord, that we can open our hearts and You can search our hearts and You can know us. And Lord, You can help us and lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, away from the paths of danger, away from the paths of temptation and sin and something, Lord, that would be to our great disadvantage. We're thankful, Lord, that You can lead us down the paths of righteousness and direct us on the highway of holiness. I pray You'll bless this service today and bless our time together. Help each one, Lord. Should someone be in this congregation today that doesn't know You as his or her Savior, I pray You'll speak to their heart today, and today will be the day that many repent. Lord, we know that You're not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance, and You're willing to save them. Lord, You're more willing to save them than a lot of people are willing to be saved. You're more interested in them going to heaven than they are. You're more interested in them missing the lake of fire and an eternal hell. You're more interested in them missing that than they are. Continue to deal with their hearts, we pray. Help us to get the message to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Learning to lean. Learning to lean. Learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Oh, let's sing it again now. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. Just a little while at the end of the service, I'll give you some contact information.
Let's continue in our flow of worship. Let's continue worshiping and praising Him. Here's a great one. Thanks for loving me. Well, I said thanks for loving me. You have set my spirit free, and I'm not what I used to be. I said thank you, Lord, for loving me. You kept right on loving me when no love I deserved. You kept right on blessing me when I did not deserve. You've been the dearest friend that anyone could be. And I said thank you, Lord, for loving me. I said thanks for loving me. You have set my spirit free, and I'm not what I used to be. I said thank you, Lord, for loving me. Hallelujah. Where do you ever thank Him because He loves you? My weary heart was heavy. I had no one to care. My life was filled with misery, and no one there to share. My spirit was in prison. I could not find the key, but you opened up my life by loving me. And I said thanks for loving me. Oh, you have set my spirit free, and I'm not what I used to be. And I said thank you, Lord, for loving me. And I said thanks for loving me. Oh, you have set my spirit free, and I'm not what I used to be. I said thank you, Lord, for loving me. Hallelujah. Looking at the book of Luke chapter 1, let's begin reading with verse 46. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaidens, and behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Reading some there concerning the Christmas story. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you've been worshiping with us on the power of Pentecost. Join us each weekday at this same time. Our ministry is listener supported, so after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, if you don't have any money, you can send a song request or a prayer request, a card or a letter to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And I said thanks for loving me. Oh, you have saved my my spirit.